He said, I want to see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man. And you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Zach Brown for you, singing about that colder weather. And we are in it, y'all. I don't know. I moved to Florida to get away from this stuff, but it looks like we are going to have some serious cold weather for the entire week. It seems like I was talking earlier with Mr. Wiggins and Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line. We were talking about during the break that we both have lived here quite a long time, but it was interesting to see that, you know, typically we'll get a day or two of this kind of cold weather, and then it'll kind of clear out, and the next day it'll be 70. But I'm looking at the forecast right now, so our high today probably is going to be maybe in the low 50s, we're thinking. Right now it's sunny and 35, and it's almost 11 o'clock in the morning. That's unusual for us. So the high on WEAR is saying around 48 possibly today, and then the rest of the week, tomorrow a little bit warmer. We'll start at around 38 and 54. Again, the same for Wednesday and Thursday. A little bit of rain's going to come through on Friday, but it's not going to get much warmer. It'll start out at 27 degrees Friday morning, getting up to about 52 with a little rain. Once that rain comes through, Saturday morning, y'all, it's going to be 21 degrees in the morning and a high of only 38 this Saturday. Warms up, so to speak, warming up to 44 on Sunday, starting the day at 29. And then next week, too, it's looking a little chilly even through next week. So here are some things that I wanted to talk about this morning, because we mentioned it before just a bit about they talk about the four P's for this kind of cold weather. There's actually five P's. So to protect people, pets, plants, pipes. And the fifth one is practice fire safety. So those are some good things to remember. So starting out with pets, even if you do have a dog that you keep outdoors, really important with this kind of weather, when we're talking about getting into sub-freezing temperatures, anything really below 32 for sure, you do want to bring those pets in. And if you've got a garage, you can possibly keep them out there. At least that would be a little bit warmer. I have a really good friend, and she's in her 80s, and I adore her. And I said to her, she takes care of lots of the neighborhood cats. She has her own domestic cat, but she takes care of the neighborhood cats. And she called me and she said, I did it. I said, did what? She said, well, I've bought four cat beds. I said, cat beds? Really? And I said, but I thought you only had one indoor cat. She said, no, these are for the outdoor cats. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, and they have heat. She's put four heated cat beds on her front porch for her, the neighborhood cats. And I had to laugh. I said, you better be careful. I said, you're going to have 100 cats sleeping on those little cat beds. And I thought, but what a thoughtful idea, because she does put water and food out for them. And I guess they're going to have some heated beds going forward. So, and we also have a lot of shelters open, of course, for our people. And that's a good thing. Escambia and Santa Rosa County do a great job with the shelters. And those are all going to be open in the early evening, and you can check in and stay overnight. So that's important too. And then plants, we did talk quite a bit about plants while Mike was here during the Garden Line. So if you missed that broadcast, he did go into detail about some things you can do to protect your plants during this cold snap. And you can find anytime the Garden Line is posted on our website at newsradio923.com. Just go there, click on the Garden Line, and then the whole podcast is there, the whole hour. I edit out the commercials so that you can enjoy the whole hour. And then you can actually write down some of the plants that he talks about and some of the tips that he gives us each week. They also rebroadcast his show on Saturday mornings here on News Radio 92.3, so you can always listen to it again. So we talked a bit about plants, and then pipes. We had one of our listeners just call in, had texted in earlier about how her plumber had recommended to wrap and insulate those pipes and the pipe bibs. And then at some point, because we have this extended cold weather, you can undo those and let the water run through, maybe when it's a little bit warmer in the afternoon, and to do that a couple of times during the week, that's highly recommended. But then re-insulate and wrap those pipes again. And then also, we can talk a little bit about people. So I found some interesting tips about cold weather. And I have to laugh. I'm pretty new to AI. I have ChatGPT. And of course, now AI, I don't know about you, but it's coming up on the phone. We've got Copilot. You have all these different ways to access it. So I accessed the AI and I said, what are some good tips for cold weather and keeping warm? And so the AI, are you ready for this, came back. And I expected, first, right off the bat, you expect to wear layered clothing. And when the AI popped up and it said, be well prepared with 33 layers of clothing. 33. Like, okay, some people have told me AI is good, but there's still a few kinks in it. And it will pick up, interestingly enough, AI accesses everything. So it's not as if, for example, with Google, you can Google something specific, but there's actually fact checkers involved so that the information that you get will usually be of sound value. The only issue with AI, as wonderful as it is as a resource, particularly when you're wordsmithing things or writing out a report, things like that, but when you're trying to get facts, be careful, because that's a perfect example. Seems well, close. I mean, you can't go wrong with 33 layers of clothing, but we're not in the Arctic exactly. And it might have meant, I don't know where it picked it up, but it's interesting because AI will pick up any information related to the topic that you request. So some of it will be from factual resources, like an encyclopedia page or something like that. But others of it might come from something that was posted by a Looney Tune. So be careful with it. You always kind of fact check the facts that you get from AI. But I don't necessarily think you have to have 33 layers of clothing. I think that that just might be maybe a little too much. But there are some tips. And of course, you definitely want to wear layers. One of the things I learned when I lived up in New York that was really important, the two things that are really important to try to keep warm are your feet and then your head. Always wear a hat, a wool cap, some kind of covering. Even women, very important, because the majority of the heat that you have in your body is released through the top of your head. And I find that interesting. So if you've got a coat and it's got a little hood on it, put that hood up. Wear earmuffs. Do anything you can to keep the heat from escaping from your head. And also, your toes have a tendency to be the first thing that will get hypothermic or have frostbite. So one of the recommendations is, even if you feel silly, get some of, I've got these wonderful warm, woolly, I have these muckluck boots on this morning that keep my feet nice and cozy warm. But they're great when it comes to going out. When it's 20-something degrees and you're talking about wind chill factors where it feels like it's in the teens, you definitely want to protect your extremities. So your toes, and wear gloves. Gloves are important. We're not in the habit of wearing mittens and gloves, but in these days, especially if you're heading out first thing in the morning, put a hat on, put the gloves on, make sure you have a good jacket, wrap that scarf a couple of times around your neck. All of these things can be really helpful. Another thing to do is also in terms of your body and health, be sure to hydrate. We're better about that here because of the beach and being out in the sun, but we don't think about it so much in the cold. We'll have a hot coffee or a hot cocoa, but it's still very important to keep hydrating even during the cold weather. So I'll be back in just a little bit with some more tips. If you've got a good tip about staying safe and warm in the cold weather, definitely text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you wanted to chime in about how to stay warm and safe in this cold weather, 850-437-1620. So just previously talking a little bit about how you can stay warm, some cold weather tips. I don't think you need to wear 33 layers of lightweight clothing as recommended by AI. But I would say two or three, wearing something light and layering it up. And then as the day gets warmer, you can peel off each of the different, the first sweater, the second sweater. But it is interesting because it does talk about, we do have some information about extremities. I mentioned mittens and gloves, making sure that you wear hats. The other thing is when we really get into those teen wind chills, you want to make sure that your face is covered. Interestingly enough, of course, the obvious so that you don't get frostbite. But the other thing that I thought was interesting as I was doing some research discovered, you also want to keep your mouth covered in the extreme, extreme weather. And we may not get this bad, but I thought it was interesting. You want to keep your mouth closed because you don't want the cold, cold air to get into your lungs. And I thought that was interesting. You want to protect your lungs from any kind of extra chill. So that was an interesting little tip. Some of the other things, too, for home safety, insulation, use caulk or weather stripping on doors and windowsills to block the cold air. For drafts, here's what happens at my place. I don't really, it never gets this cold. So I don't really notice that there's actually some spots by my patio doors and a couple of windows and my actual front door. So I realized that I could feel that cool air coming in. So just do something simple. Take a couple of old towels or blankets and just put it around the base and just kind of cover it. And you can kind of prevent that draft from coming in, and that'll help. Some tips on heating. Never use a stove or oven to heat your home. Very dangerous, they say. You probably, if you can, possibly get one of those home heaters. But again, keep it far away from the wall and from anything else, from carpeting. Some just seems like common sense, but when you're cold and you're not thinking clearly, possibly, but be very careful about that. This was a nice tip I thought about pipes. I heard Andrew this morning during the morning show talking about dripping and the water that you should drip through your pipes to keep them from freezing. But here's a good tip. Keep cabinets under the sinks open to allow warm air to reach the pipes and prevent freezing. So I thought that was interesting. That was something that would never have occurred to me. The other thing is for windows, keep your curtains closed at night to insulate, but open during the day to let in the sunlight to help warm things up. And of course, you want to bring those potted plants in, and you can keep them by the window so they still will get the sunlight. But again, and also, I've actually been in a situation when I was up in New York when I had to I took a blanket to put over where the curtains were because I had sheer curtains. And this was when we had a terrible, like, sub-freezing cold snap. And I took a blanket and just put it over the curtain rod so that it really blocked that cool weather from coming in through the glass doors. So there's a couple things that you can do if it does get extreme. And then for health and safety, remember I mentioned about drinking lots of warm fluids, and then it says here, I won't have any problem with this, eat high-calorie foods to maintain your body energy. So I would say be careful with that one because January is typically we're trying to recover from the holidays. But I do think soups are great right now, homemade chili, things that'll kind of, if nothing else, will always help you feel warm anyway. It's kind of psychological, but there's so many places where you can get great soups and, of course, great coffee places here in Pensacola as well. So you can make sure that you do that. We also have some activities. It says in this note to avoid overexertion, such as heavy shoveling. Thank goodness we're not having to worry about shoveling snow here or dealing with ice. So with that, we're very blessed. But it does say sometimes when you're doing these extra activities, it can put an extra strain on your heart. So just be aware, you know, just kind of pace yourself right now and know that you're dealing with something we normally don't have to deal with, which is this extreme cold in the morning. So especially when you're taking your, if you do have pets and you're taking your pets out for a walk, if that's a part of your daily routine, you probably want to continue that. But just be aware too, put a little sweater on your pet or a little coat. It may seem silly, but their little paws hitting that ground that's frozen because it's now 32 degrees or below, you want to make sure that you're protecting your pets as well. But again, protect yourself too. Just be careful of overdoing it during this kind of weather. And I mentioned earlier too, just be aware of if you start to shiver, maybe you're outside having a great time with some friends, maybe playing a quick game of basketball or something, just be aware that if you start to shiver or you start feeling any numbness, those are signs of hypothermia, and you really want to make sure to get back inside as soon as you can. And then the other thing that is a good tip that I also read about in terms of your car, I did this yesterday, keep your gas tank at least half full to prevent fuel line freeze up. And I thought that was a very good tip as well. So just a few things you can do. Someone just wrote in, Paul just texted in, corn chowder is good to eat on a day like today. And so if you, that's a great one, Paul. Corn chowder, clam chowder, chili, all those great homemade soups. Most of the restaurants in our town, of course, will have those available as we hit this cold weather. So just a few things to think about, staying warm during this cold stretch that we're having. If you've got a tip, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. I'm Meg. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Meg. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. And if you want to hear any of our shows again, you can always go to our website at newsradio923.com, click on podcasts, and then you can scroll through every podcast, every show we've ever done going way back is on that page. So it's pretty neat because if you, for example, were listening to Mike this morning on The Garden Line, you can go right to his, he has a special segment called The Garden Line, and you can listen to all of his shows. You could scroll back to last spring and get some tips and take notes from those shows. So just kind of a neat thing that we do. And all of our programming here on News Radio 92.3 is podcasted and put on our website every single day. So check that out if you get a chance. So just to kind of recap what I've been talking about, it is extreme for us to have this cold weather, looking like our highs are only going to be in the upper 40s today, pretty much starting the whole week out, believe it or not, with cold temperatures, looking like tomorrow we'll be waking up and it's going to be around 38 in the morning. It's going to look pretty chilly. We got a little rain coming through on Friday. Then Saturday morning is going to be the day, 21 degrees in the morning with a high of only 38. So very chilly. Sunday's looking a little better, 29 and a high of around 44. So hopefully it'll warm up on Sunday just enough to enjoy the big Mardi Gras event in downtown Pensacola. That is going to be happening from 11 to 4 on Sunday. You can bring your pets out. They're going to have costume contests. They're going to have a little Mardi Gras parade. The canines will be there from police department. They're going to have food and drinks and all kinds of fun things to do. So if you've got cabin fever by Sunday, it may be just warm enough to take your dog out or your pets out and participate in Mardi Gras. So that should be a fun thing to do. But just to recap, y'all, and to make sure that you're staying safe, the five P's, not just the four, but the five P's include making sure that you take care of people, pets, pipes, plants, and protect yourself from fires with fire safety. So remember not to turn that stove on for heat. And be careful if you do use a heater, or if you do a portable heater, or if you use a generator, make sure that you keep that outside. Don't use it inside your garage because you could get a carbon monoxide buildup. So that's one thing to be aware of. And something, too, that I just want to mention that I always worry about, if you have a neighbor, maybe somebody that lives alone, a senior, someone that you know, but maybe doesn't have a lot of family, check on them. Make sure they're okay. Make sure that they're warm enough. Maybe you could go and purchase an electric throw or electric blanket for them so that they can keep warm, or maybe bring them over some hot soup or homemade chili. Just be aware of those folks in the neighborhood that just maybe might be really struggling during this cold weather. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. And just remember, you can always go to our website at newsradio923.com to listen back to all of the podcasts. So it's going to be a great day. Stay warm, stay bundled up, and remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always remember to love now. Have a great day. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning right here.